Are you ready to find, hone, and use your own voice in creative ways to share your story? Welcome to A Mad Vox, a podcast that gives you tools to do just that. I'm your host, Madeline Wright. You ready to make your inner kid proud? Let's begin.
Hello, and welcome back to A Mad Vox NaNoWriMo Edition. This is the 17th day of NaNoWriMo, and we're headed into another weekend. It's a perfect time to try to boost our word count up there, as the next week may be a little shorter and unpredictable due to the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. So today, writer, let's play a game called Weekend Double Up Challenge. Da-da-da-da-da. This game is going to be played over the course of 3 sprints. To get started, you'll need to figure out your current word count goal. So take the number of words you have left to write, divide that by 13 to get your daily word count. Now double it. The number you have here will be your challenge to write each weekend day. Here are the weekend double up prompts. Number 1, incorporate 2 senses in your story. If your characters are heavily reliant on sight, for example, try adding in another way to experience the scene. You could have all the lights go out so that they have to find their way out of a situation by sound or by smell. Number 2, throw it back. Good old memories. Just about every TV show that's been on for a significant amount of time has that character building episode where the characters sit around and reminisce about the old days. Try a scene where each character is rehashing a version of past events that somewhat contradict another character's version of events. That could make for some interesting character-driven moments, and it may help your main character figure out what motivates others by being able to see them in a new light. Number 3, double back. Have your characters return to a place they've been to before. What would they do differently having the knowledge and info at this point in your story that they didn't have previously? By now, you should know your ideal sprint time, whether it be 15, 20, or 25 minutes. Try doing each one of these prompts in one sprint each and see how many words you get. There are a few places that you can find other prompts to do on the NaNoWriMo.org website and on Twitter using the Nano Sprints account, and I'll link those in the show notes. I'm curious to know if you have been using prompts to help write your story, or if you had it all plotted out from the beginning and you're sticking to your script. Let me know. You can leave a comment on the episode page for episode 17 that you can find at podcast.amadvox.com or on Twitter at amadvox, or use the hashtag amadvox. And I'll check it out. If you're anything like
someone we know,
you might be using a large chunk of this weekend to play catch up. So I'll keep this one brief. Just know that each day that you're creating is another day that you're amazing. Day by day, you're getting one step closer to being able to share your story with the world. It's so important to remember why you started, to have fun, and to keep going. I believe you can do it. That's all for today. I'll see you tomorrow.
You just heard A Mad Vox. I am one voice, but I know that you're out there too, waiting to use yours. Let's connect at podcast.amadvox.com. Follow A Mad Vox on Twitter and Instagram. And until next time, make something
enhanced.